Oh, listen to me, sinner, don't you wanna go? For someday he's coming back again, you know. If that wrong ain't right, then you'll be lost in sin. Get in line, brother, he will take you in. Get in line, brother, if you wanna go home. Get on your knees and right and left wrong. Then you'll be singing this old time song. Get in line, brother, if you wanna go home. Listen to me, Satan, I have right and that wrong. Got a one-way ticket and I'm going home. I got no worries as I sing this song. Get in line, brother, if you wanna go home. Get in line, brother, if you wanna go home. Get on your knees and right and that wrong. Then you'll be singing this old-time song. If you want to go home, and home.
We'll just go ahead and do one more good old gospel song that he also recorded with them fellas. Y'all having a good time out there? Did y'all see that poor little dog in that sweater a while ago? It's hot out there. That wasn't your dog, was it? You ain't got no dog? You ever had a dog? That's ridiculous to put a dog in a sweater. And it this hot. And he had boots on. And that bothered me. Made me mad because I felt sorry for the dog. And I stood there kind of giving her a dirty look. And I wasn't going to say nothing. And she held that little dog's mouth open and sprayed some stuff in that dog's mouth. And I thought, that's enough. I walked over and I said, what do you think you're doing? I said, look, it's hot here. I'm burning up. Your dog don't need clothes or boots. That dog needs to be naked, like all dogs are. I said, what did you spray in the dog's mouth? She said, where are you from? I said, I'm from West Virginia. She said, you stupid hillbilly. She said, you don't know what that is. I'm from New York City. I said, well, tell me what it is. She said, it's doggy breath freshener. And I just thought to myself, what good is that? What good? You people who own dogs, I bet you never go home and say, come here, Lucky, I want to smell your breath. You've been using that doggy breath freshener, ain't you, boy? That's good. Let me smell again. And then I thought, maybe, just maybe, she thought it would help improve the dog's love life. Nah. You people who own dogs, and you've ever seen two dogs meet for the first time, breath ain't what they're interested in at all.
What? Right, that's enough. You little hillbilly.
I hope you remember Everett Lilly doing this with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs some years ago, because this is my favorite gospel song right here, or at least one of them.